Michael, among the guys who missed practice yesterday, do you have a sense who might be able to do a little more today?
I'm not going to go through every guy. I'll say this, they're getting better. The players that went through the rehab process, hopefully they can step to the limited. This is an important practice, but this is the practice we'll get the most information from, and really how they come in tomorrow will probably help us best set who's going to play and who's not going to play.
Is Nick Perry's hand injury similar to last year's, or is this some
I don't have the details on Nick Perry's hand. He's actually scheduled for surgery, so that's something that we'll continue to work through, and there'll be more information for you down the road.
This guy been more snake bit than any others on this roster, Perry.
He's a violent football player. I mean, you know, he's physical. He plays the game the right way. I mean, and if you look at his play style, and I mean, that's really part of his game, the violence that he plays with his hands.
Last year, he was able to play, Mike, shortly after the thing. And do you think he can do that again? Or do you have to wait until after the surgery?
Until we get through the surgery. I don't really have a timeline for you.
How important does that make the return of Ahmad Brooks?
Ahmad Brooks, great to have him back. I think he's a great fit for what we're doing. I really like the way, I got to see him in practice going into the opener in Seattle, and his role will definitely be bigger this week.
Obviously, you know him and seen him more than we do. Is he a similar skill set to Nick as far as that physical presence, or are they kind of different players?
Well, I mean, I think, he has his own play style. I mean, you're talking about an excellent player in this league for a long time. So, but as far as playing outside linebacker or playing the elephant, he has the ability to play both.
Do you still see any of Mike Zimmer's philosophies with Cincinnati defense, and could that help you?
I mean, there's definitely similarities in Cincinnati's defense to what Mike Zimmer does in Minnesota. I mean, you can see the scheme concepts, some of the situational emphasis, things like that. But yeah, there's carryover. But it's, as we know, different players. And it's anytime you have similarities, I think you have to watch yourself, because at the end of the day, Paul's going to call it differently than Mike, and that's what we're focused on.
Mike, bringing Ricky Jean back, will he be able to step in right away, do you think?
I'm sorry?
Ricky Jean be able to step back in just before he left off, do you think?
Well, Ricky Jean's back, as far as how he's integrated, Ted will announce that later today, make that official. But we're, that's one of the things we're working through.
It's supposed to be pretty hot on Sunday. Is it close enough to training camp where that hot training carries over, or is that some sort of concern?
I think so. I agree with what you're saying. It's still close enough to training camp, and we've had some warm weather here of late, so it isn't like it's just showing up for one day. So I'm sure we'll be fine.
Mike, when you looked at what Atlanta did in the run game against you, do you think that was more a factor of how you played or versus the attention you gave to the passing game? What's your concerns there?
Well, at the end of the day, it's, our approach is always going to be about how we play, whether, every call has a stress point in it, whether you're trying to stop the run or stop the pass. So, we were not, bless you, we weren't, fundamentally and technically sound as good as we could have been in a run defense. And we're definitely going to need it this week because Cincinnati's going to come in here and try to run the football.
Do you have a sense, Mike, of how they use – they have kind of three different running backs. I assume they use them kind of in different ways or different roles. What's your sense?
Well, I mean, you could go off of how, the former coordinator used them. But, it's – you got a new play caller this week, so I don't know how much that's going to hold true. I would say the rotation was more based on play time and balance as opposed to directly to what scheme they're running.